the same. It's the light of guidance and the shift of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear followers of IRIB English Radio, dear listeners of today's special, Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special on Muharram. Today we're going to speak about Aliyul Asghar. Today, Wednesday, 8th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 26th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. On the sad occasion of the martyrdom of Aliyul Asghar, we offer all of you our condolences and invite you to listen to this episode of today's special about Aliyul Asghar, the youngest martyr of Karbala.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمام منصور من آل محمد.
Abdullah al-Asghar ibn Hussein was the youngest child of Hussein ibn Ali and Rubab. Rubab had two children, Sakina and Ali Asghar. The fact that Imam took with him a newly born baby further demonstrates that his intention was never to engage in any armed rebellion. At Karbala, Asghar was only 6 months old. He is honored by Muslims as the youngest martyr of Karbala. When most of Hussein ibn Ali's companions had sacrificed their lives, there was a cry heard. It was Hussein who was calling for anyone to help him. He reminded his enemies that he was the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Hussein ibn Ali was called, and when he came, he saw the thirst that was gradually killing Ali Asghar. Therefore, he asked permission of his wife, who was the mother of Ali al-Asghar, to take him to the battlefield and ask his enemies for water.
Imam Ali alayhi salam in Sermon 192 in Nahj al-Balagha talks about this. It says, but Allah tries his servants with various ordeals and obligates them with various forms of struggle and tests them with various dreads. So there's struggle, there are dreads, there are ordeals, but there's a purpose why Imam Ali says this. He says there's a purpose. إِخْرَاجًا لِتَكَبُّرْ مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ to in order to eradicate vanity from their hearts, takabur and arrogance, the same attribute of Satan, to take the Satan away from us, to make us humble. Wa iskanan litadallul fi nufusihim, to take away vanity from their hearts and instill humanity, humility in their souls, and that this may open the doors to his favor and the feasible means to his forgiveness. Allah is making us, instilling humility in us. Allah is taking away arrogance from us. And that is what the purpose of our life is, to be an abd. Don't we say in our salat, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is his slave first and then is his messenger. Being a slave of God is the greatest quality of our Prophet. And that is how we reach him and connect to him, not by arrogance, not by doing whatever our nafs wants, because our nafs is our greatest enemy, by actually taking away ourselves from the nafs and the lower desires into just submission. As the traditions say, religion Islam is huwa taslim. The religion of Islam is nothing but submission to God. And this submission itself brings us so much power, gives us so much strength, gives us such great favors, that a person that becomes a true slave, a true servant of God, becomes the most powerful person, becomes the most able to manage their pains and difficulties, because they see themselves as a student of Imam Hussein. They see themselves, when trials and tribulations happen, they see themselves as being tested, and they want to pass this test, just how Imam Hussein alayhi salam passed his test and even amazed the angels with his patience. We want to pass this test. So in this Muharram, that we are understanding bala, this great bala that happened on Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we reflect on our own lives, and we say that we want to be able to, just like our Imam, just like our master Imam Hussein, dealt with his pains, we want to become like him. How did he deal with his pain? The solution is he was an abd. He understood that this bala is for a purpose, and that purpose is to increase him more in ubudiyat, in being a slave of God, in being humble in God, and to take away everything else besides God in his heart. Inshallah, in this Muharram, we can learn to become a greater servant of God, a greater slave of God, and this is the key to dealing with trials and tribulations and difficulties in our life.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and this question: why did they, the enemies, kill Ali Asghar in Karbala? Ali Asghar was only 6 months old in Karbala. He was the son of Imam al-Hussein and Rubab. On the day of Ashura, it was very hot and there was no water for the family of the Imam for 3 days. His mother could not feed him either, as there was no milk. When the Imam called out, "Is there anyone to help me?" there was loud crying from the ladies. The Imam came into the tent. Hazrat Zainab said, "Oh, my brother Hussein, since Asghar heard your call, he has not stopped crying." The Imam said, "Bring him to me. I will take him and see if he can get some water." Rubab brought the baby Ali Asghar from his crib and kissed him goodbye. Imam Hussein took the baby in his arm and, going to the army of Yazid, said, "See how thirsty my Asghar is. His lips are dry, and he can hardly open his eyes. He has done no harm to anyone. Give him some water." Hearing this, some of the soldiers started to cry. But Umar Sa'd said to Harmala, "Stop Hussein's words." Harmala,
aimed an arrow at the baby's neck. The arrow hit its mark and the baby was killed in the arms of his loving father, Imam al-Hussein. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, please accept our condolences on the sad occasion of Ali Asghar's martyrdom.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
The Martyrdom of Hazrat Ali Asghar, narrated by Ayatollah Khamenei. If a home's electricity goes out for 2-3 hours during the summer, parents won't be concerned about themselves. But when a mother sees her child restless, finding it difficult to sleep due to extreme heat, her heart burns in despair. Now imagine the event on the afternoon of Ashura in the camps of Imam al-Hussein, under the scorching heat, all so thirsty. For this little infant, some abstained from drinking out of the remaining water in that scorching heat. Suddenly, they weren't thinking about themselves when they watched little Ali Asghar. I assume the main reason Imam al-Hussein brought Ali Asghar to the enemy's army to ask for water in order to nourish the infant, while there was very little hope that these lupine enemies would have sympathy and give the baby water, was that Imam al-Hussein had no other option and there was nothing he could do to help. When the Imam moved about the tents, he noticed the air was filled with anguish and much commotion. This small infant's thirst, hunger, and distress had moved everyone. Hussein ibn Ali had to take the baby in his arms, although there was very little chance the enemy would give the baby a cup of water to soothe his thirst.
Imam Hussein al-Salam is alone. There is no one left with him. He knows that it is his time. He cries out one more time. Is there anyone to defend the sanctity of the Messenger of Allah? The only people who are left are women and a young baby by name Ali Asghar alayhi salam and his son Sajjad. Imam Sajjad, when he realizes that there is no one there to help his father, he is the one who leans on a cane and comes out of the tent dragging a sword. He is so weak, he cannot carry this sword. He was so sick, he could hardly move. Imam Hussein, when he sees that Imam Sajjad has a sword in his hand, he cries out to his sister Umm Kulthum, saying that, no, do not let him come out. احبسيهِ لِأَلَّا تَخْلُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ نَسْلِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ Do not let him come out. Let not the earth be deprived of one of the descendants of the family of Muhammad. He orders the dependents to be silent and to stop crying. He bids them farewell. He gathers together his clothing and he puts on the proper clothing that he will know because he knows that he will be looted. And then he orders that his infant son be brought to him so that he can bid him farewell. He takes his son into his arms and he says, let me try once more to get water from the enemy. He goes to them and he tells them, do you not know that I am the son of the daughter of the Prophet? Do you not hear that the Prophet said about me and Imam Hassan that we are the leaders of the youth of paradise? And then he looks at his son who is crying out of severe thirst and he says, Ya qawmu, in lam tarhamuni farhamu hadha al-tif. If you will not have mercy on me, then at least be merciful on this young child. someone fires an arrow and it hits Ali Asghar alayhi salam on his neck. Imam Hussain alayhi salam cries out saying, Allahumma ahkum baynana wa bayna qawmin da'awna liyansuruna faqataluna. O Allah, just between these people and between us, they are the ones who called us to help them and now they are killing us. Imam Hussain alayhi salam looks around. He looks to the right and he looks to the left. He sees no one there to help him. He begins to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim.
As-salamu ala al-murammali bid-dima'i. As-salamu ala gharibi al-ghurabai. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala ansari al-Husayn. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala ansari al-Husayn.
Condolences on this month, the Muharram, and today, the martyrdom anniversary of Ali Asghar, peace be upon him.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.